Blog Talk Radio.
Da Vinci se hizo Mona Lisa, una canción sin un artista, como Cortés sin su conquista, un piano sin su melodía. No te llevaste nuestra historia y ni secuestraste la memoria. Que fue suyo. Hoy soy cupido sin orgullo, con una flecha y una espada, dispuesto a rescatar mi alma. No te llevaste los escombros ni las piezas rotas de mi alma, y por ti lloro.
Sasha Marina Show, a show about the entertainment and music industry, where you get to hear from the top and up-and-coming stars, from amateurs to professionals. They're all just working hard for success. This show is to give those the opportunity to speak about their talents and what they're doing to succeed in their dreams. And now, here's your host, Sasha Marina.
Hello, hello. Buenos días. Buenas tardes.
Da Vinci sin su Mona Lisa, una canción sin un artista, como Cortés sin su conquista, un piano sin su melodía. No te llevaste nuestra historia, y ni secuestraste la memoria.
That track right there is called Te Amo y Te Odio by Eminem Torres. Bueno, I'm going to have him right now, live on the air. Hola, people, how are you? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Eunel Novaera. How's everything?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for your time. Well, it's morning for me, pero bueno, tarde para ti. So, ¿cómo andas? Esa canción que estamos escuchando ahora, Te Amo y Te Odio, it's your latest single. Cuéntanos sobre eso.
Sí, es mi nuevo sencillo, my latest single. It was something, you know, with some metaphors and the lyrics, and something different, you know, violin, a pop vibe, very, you know, very interesting song.
Y ven acá, ¿y por qué te amo y te odio? ¿Alguien te está rompiendo el corazón?
No. Tú sabes que in my past, I've been known for writing songs de cortavenas. I'm like, no, vamos a confundirlo un poco con esta canción. Let's try to explain more. You know, about love and hate at the same time, you know, something different.
But esa canción de cortavena, así, you know, those are like the best. Because then you get so into it, and then, like, well, you're depressed, and it just gets you more in that hole, and you're like...
I know, I'm pretty sure the liquor brands love my songs.
Yeah. So, you know, from Santo Domingo, you came to the States at a rather young age. You know, it says that you're really interested in music at a very young age. What, as a child, really sparked your interest?
Yeah, since I was a little kid, my uncle, those around my uncle, my cousins, they play guitar, they play piano. My father used to be a guitar player. So, you know, when you grow up around those things, you become part of you. Yo tuve esa inquietud y me regalé una guitarra a mi cumpleaños, como sea, to practice, and you know, that's where everything took off.
Y tú sabes que tú sabes siendo dominicano y stuff, en el género de bachata es algo bien grande, and I know there's a lot of people that do it, pero muy pocos que that they hit mainstream. Y obviamente tú sabes que has luchado mucho for that. You've been nominated in Premio Juventud and so forth. Pero también no solo como solista, pero como tu grupo Nueva Era. Cuéntanos de qué fue lo que, en vez de irte solo, qué fue lo que te hizo querer hacer un grupo.
Bueno, Nueva Era fue creado por mi primo y yo. En ese tiempo yo no era cantante, solamente era guitarrista y él era el cantante. Entonces decidimos formar un grupo Nueva Era y yo él me inspiró para poder cantar, to, you know, to make the thing equal. Bueno, en ese tiempo lo que estaba era esos grupos de bachata, and we thought it was the perfect idea to try to, you know, to bring our Latin American style to the bachata, you know. La bachata es un género que viene desde abajo, and, you know, me siento muy orgulloso de you know, be part of it, to try to bring it up to mainstream. We made it to mainstream, you know, people love their songs, and, you know, something very, algo que nunca, una experiencia inolvidable.
Claro. How is your support group out there in Jersey and New York?
Sorry, how's the support what?
Your support group, you know, how are those supporters out there, your fans? How do you feel, you know, out there in the East Coast that your people respect your music and really look up to you guys?
Yeah, it's very good. I mean, la gente me respeta, especialmente a mí, porque they know that I was one of the first... when we came out, Only Aventura was the one that had the mainstream radio. So, you know, I'm actually surprised. It's been a long time since Nueva Era started, and been a long time since our big hit was 2002, Amor Eterno. People have a lot of respect for my music and my experience. You know, it's something that's nobody could buy, you know. Eso es algo muy valioso, me valió a lot.
You know, and not to make this about Aventura, but, you know, you just mentioned que en ese tiempo la bachata que se escuchaba más era el grupo Aventura. Y sigue siendo la bachata que se escucha más, bueno, ahora que Romeo está por su parte y, you know, Prince Royce is in mainstream and things like that. ¿Qué tan difícil era siendo un grupo de bachata y teniendo un grupo así to compete against, you know, to hit that mainstream that, you know, that people now know as worldwide?
Well, it was hard because we were second battle room, como quien dice, and the second battle room is always one to be compared to most to the number one, que ese tiempo de Aventura. So we got compared a lot, you know. No fue una intención a nosotros que era salir como ellos, sino que, hey, we're also, you know, somos criados aquí, somos dominicanos, we also have the same ideas, you know, same, we listen to the same music, so imagínate. We had everybody's eye was
okay.
Ganamos respeto de los fanáticos como quiera.
Yeah. So, you know, es que I feel like el género de bachata, so it's very interesting, and like I mentioned before, es una música que todo el mundo conoce, pero siempre ha sido catalogado por un cierto grupo, at least in the States, you know, unless you're into it, y está, and back in the day, you listen to mucho Alessandra and all that stuff, and unless you're Latin, si eres americano, el único grupo de bachata que conoces es Aventura, you know? Okay. Y so es algo que así ha sido bien difícil que alguien se le monte por encima y a ciertas personas y eso. What are you guys doing right now, you know, to expand Nueva Era?
Well, right now, Nueva Era sigue, pero yo ahora mismo estoy haciendo algo, like a solo project, you know, something totally brand new, Eunel, is a personal project of what I think what's happening versus what Nueva Era, Aventura, you know, the new urban style, algo más personal, algo more mature, you know, mejores letras, mucha experiencia. So, something that I always wanted to do besides, you know, that tal vez no podía ser con Novera, como un grupo juvenil, you know, very funky, and stuff like that. So,
yeah. Tienes, do you have any music videos coming out or any performances coming soon?
We're doing a music video for Te Amo y Te Odio, starting the West Coast to come towards the East Coast. So we have, you know, we have a lot of plans to let people know my talent as a solo artist. You know, algo nuevo, algo diferente. You know, so
I'm. Y cuéntanos de cuando fuiste nominado for lo primero nuestro, Billboard Latino y eso. ¿Cómo te hizo sentir eso como artista? Y, you know, ¿qué tal accomplished did you feel at that point?
Hey,
people, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Your phone keeps cutting off. Yeah, it's okay.
In Nueva Era, Moncho Alexandra, Aventura, and Elvis Martinez. And that's uh-huh. a very big,
yeah.
And so saying Billboard, we were nominated as new artist Tropical. It was I think it was Son de Cali and Nueva Era. I think it was. I don't remember. That was such a long time ago. But that's when you start noticing that you know they están reconociendo el trabajo de uno. So that felt really good.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny. It's like, I was surprised. Surprised I was
nominated.
I know,
that's what I was.
Pero
ahora es diferente.
Yeah.
La bachata is very mainstream right now. It's actually considered, you know, it's pop, popular music right now. So.
No, it really is. Y con este Drake, que he wants to be a Papi Aventura and stuff. I feel like once you hit that American stream, you know, it just takes an artist such as Drake to, like, expand it all over.
Yeah.
you know, and then doing a song with Romeo Santos and stuff like that. I mean, who would have thought that would have happened? But es que la música está cambiando tanto. Géneros que there's genres being created right now. There's artists collaborating together. You would have never, ever thought that they would be collaborating, you know.
Okay.
So yo creo que el trabajo como un artista is just to keep evolving. Y tú sabes, y seguir creando para que la gente... until you create that one thing that people will grasp onto.
Exactly.
So,
trust me, I'm always listening to music, see what else pops up in my head as a producer. So.
Yeah. So definitely, esta cancioncita, Te Amo y Te Odio, is very nice. Aunque sea un cortavena, está muy linda. You know, I definitely see it, you know, growing and stuff like that. You said that the music video will be coming out soon?
Yeah, in June, we're going to start working the music video for Te Amo y Te Odio. And just, you know, just putting it out there, just working hard, and esperando que el público lo acepte.
¿Sacar un disco como solista pronto o...?
Seguro, sí. Yo tengo buen disco como solista, pero ahora voy a estar trabajando, se llama Bachata Blues 2.0, que
okay.
hopefully, if I get the chance, I'll be able to finish it before the end of the year. So I'm working really hard. I'm very picky, so I'm very hard on myself. So hopefully I'll be done by the end of the year.
Okay, that sounds good. Cuéntanos un poco más sobre, ya tú ahora estás tomando un rumbo, tú sabes, como solista, pero ¿no piensas dejar lo que es la esencia del grupo Nueva Era con tu primo?
No. Por ahora, lo que pasa con Nueva Era es que promoters, they ask, hey, it would be nice to have you guys come, you know, at the group. Y los fanáticos siempre se merecen ese... You know, so I feel in esta fiesta, so I'm not gonna take that away. I think I should have that available always. You know, but you know, I won't market it. I'll just market it my solo career, which is more important right now for me. Pero no la era, you know, I don't think I'll stop it.
Yeah. Okay. So antes que nos vayamos aquí unos minuticos, you want to tell the fans and the listeners dónde te pueden encontrar, dónde pueden bajar tu música, and so forth.
Sure. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/EonelTV, and Twitter, Instagram is Eonel Nueva Era. You know, I have all my updates there, all my contacts, a lot of videos of my shows, flyers, and just, you know, follow me and follow into my journey of this. Of this crazy bachata world.
Definitely. Your track is available on iTunes, Spotify, Rhapsody.
Yes, worldwide. Yeah. Family
okay.
Audio is worldwide. I support good music, and you support me, and I just keep. Me dan inspiración para seguir haciendo música buena.
Definitivamente. So, Unal, I really look forward to hearing you more out there como solista. Y bueno, como te dice, el grupo Nueva Era todavía está ahí. And I'd love to hear more about them too. ¿Tienes alguna otra cosa that you might be you have coming up that you might want to mention?
Yes, Te Amo y Te Odio will also be remixed featuring otra leyenda de la bachata. I can't say the name yet because right now he's recording it. Y no me gusta decir
okay.
La cosa para que tal. Pero... just keep on the lookout, you know, follow me on the social network, and you'll see this featuring. It's a very interesting featuring con una leyenda de la bachata. Y, you know, Te Amo y Te Odio all the way.
Oh, bueno. Bueno, Unal, muchas gracias por tu tiempo esta tarde. And like I said, good luck and keep pushing.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Cuenta conmigo. I'm here.
All right. Thank you. You take care.
Take care. Thank you. Bye.
Da Vinci Senso Mona Lisa. Una canción sin un artista, como Cortés sin su conquista, un piano sin su melodía. No te llevaste nuestra historia, y ni secuestraste la memoria. No te sirve de nada. corrompido sin orgullo, con una flecha y una espada, dispuesto a rescatar mi alma. No te llevaste los escombros, ni las piezas rotas de mi alma, y por ti lloro.
There you had it. That was Dami Todorio by Eunice Torres. Ya escucharon, se está yendo como solista de su grupo Nueva Era, aunque dice que su grupo todavía siempre va a estar ahí para los fans y todo eso. But just keep supporting him. Like he said, follow him on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Eunice Nueva Era. Also on YouTube, check out his videos. The music video for this song will be coming out soon, he says. That would be Eunice TV on YouTube. And yeah, he said that there will be a remix also for this song coming soon, con un artista that they don't want to mention yet because it's in the recording process. And you guys know how that is. So not until it's released, there will be obviously releasing who it's featuring. So yeah, stay tuned with him. The song is real nice. And we have another interview coming soon at 11. Con el grupo Viento Callejero and the lead singer Gloria Estrada. So stay tuned to the Flash Marina Show. Thank you.